There'll be a lot of digging into what happened this week with the Republican health care bill, but one of the major sticking points, a provision called the Essential Health Benefit, which was in the Affordable Care Act. These are 10 categories of services that insurers must cover under the law known as Obamacare, things like maternity care, pediatric care, lab services, even hospitalization. For more now on why it became a big issue, we're joined by Noam Levy. He covers healthcare policy for the LA Times. Hi there, Noam.
Hi there. Good to be with you.
So is this something that people are going to look back and say essential health benefits helped kill the Republican healthcare proposal?
I think they will. I mean, there are any number of reasons why Speaker Paul Ryan couldn't get the votes, but this bill and this provision in the end proved to be something that was too popular to kill and yet too controversial for conservative Republicans to abide.
And we should say this is a provision that essentially says no matter what you offer, it's got to have these things in it, even at your cheapest level.
That's right. And the reason it was put into the law to begin with was a feeling by the architects of the Affordable Care Act that too many Americans were getting stuck with health insurance plans that didn't cover the kind of benefits that they needed. And so a few years ago, put a requirement on health insurers to cover these basic set of benefits. Republicans argued for years that this was one of the reasons why health plans were not more affordable. And that's one of the reasons why the House Freedom Caucus demanded that it be removed from anything that the House passed.
Now, you've been talking to people all over the country. Do people use these so-called essential health benefits? Were they actually talking about being afraid of losing them?
They were. And, you know, the big benefit in Obamacare that's gotten the most attention over the years is the guarantee issue, the idea that you can get health insurance even if you are sick. This one didn't get a lot of attention, and in part because people didn't realize how important it was until they went to go use some of these services. This was particularly important for people dealing with mental health issues and substance abuse issues. We've obviously heard a lot over the last few years about the opioid epidemic. And one of the things which I certainly heard talking to people around the country was how grateful they were that those benefits were available for sicknesses that many people didn't appreciate. And so when people needed to go see a mental health counselor or get a crisis because of a drug addiction dealt with, health plans could provide that. So this became sort of a rallying point in the last 24 to 48 hours for a lot of patient groups and other consumer advocates who came out very strongly against what the House was trying to do.
Noam Levy covers national health policy for the LA Times. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.